It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. We'll have some open phone time in the final segment this morning. Quick programming note again, we will have just 1 hour of Let's Talk tomorrow on Thursday. Our coverage of the PIAA State Wrestling Championships gets underway at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And then on Friday, there will be no show. Our wrestling coverage will get underway at 8 a.m. with the quarterfinals from Hershey. Todd Norm and Jim Brown will be providing the coverage of the PIAA State Wrestling Championships Thursday through Saturday right here.
So we got the cooler of energy drinks for those guys because they're going to need it. Holy moly.
I think it's pretty well stocked. I think we're in good shape.
I mean, we're talking about, folks, a lot of wrestling coverage over 3 days. Like, those guys are going to be hoarse by Saturday night.
That is a fact.
I mean, holy mackerel. Anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about air travel in the neighborhood and elsewhere. And we welcome to our program James Meyer, the Executive Director of State College Regional Airport. Mr. Meyer, first off, good morning, and thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Now, it's a little foggy this morning. How's the airline business doing this morning? I don't know. When we have weather like this today, is that really a major disruption? Or with all the technology we have today, is the weather we're having, like, not a big deal?
Well, this, the density of the fog this morning did not prevent any of the planes from leaving this morning. But we've had it where it's been just nearly zero visibility, and that definitely stops the air traffic.
So even with all the technology that I guess we have today, planes still need a person to fly them, and that person needs to see where they're going. In other words, you can't just do everything by electronics. Would that be accurate?
That would be accurate to say for regional aircraft. So the type of aircraft that services this airport, but when you move up to the jumbo jets, they land themselves if the pilot wants the plane to do that.
Wow, really? I didn't know that. Oh, okay. So in other words, all right, let's do an example, because I've done this many times. If I take a commuter flight to Chicago or a commuter flight to, well, I guess going back to Dulles now, those would be the jumbo jets you're talking about?
You mean that the jets that are that you're going to take out of Chicago or Dulles? So those jets... some of them are the jumbo jets. So we're talking about size. We're talking 300-plus people.
Oh. Now, the airport gets those planes?
No, not us.
No, I was going to say, you don't. No, okay. I was going to ask a question later. Let's talk about the future, but is that part of the ultimate plan that we should be able to get planes that big flying in?
No. Yes. No, we're a regional airport, so we feed the hubs of the major airlines. So we will never have that type of service here.
Okay, all right. Okay, I see. All right. If we could, sir, we always like to open up with sort of background information and so on. So maybe if you would kind of tell us about yourself, tell us about the airport. You know, how many folks are working there? You know, background information about you and the operation right now.
Okay. You introduced me as the executive director of the State College Regional Airport. Actually, I'm the executive director of Center County Airport Authority. And then we own and operate... part of the airport, the commercial terminal airline building, along with associated parking and rental car businesses. And then Penn State owns and operates what we would refer to as the airside. So they have the runways, taxiways, hangars, fuel farm, fire rescue. So that is run by Brian Rogers, who is the director of the airport.
Okay.
So we're Center County Airport Authority. We are only Center County in name. We are a standalone Pennsylvania municipal authority. We have our members are appointed by three of them by the county, two by Bellefonte State College, two Benner one and Patton one member, and they oversee the operations here. So it's a partnership with Penn State and us to service the public and provide them a first-rate airport.
All right. Now, the airport got a name change about, 3 months ago, I think, or thereabouts, which, I don't know, Mr. Meyer, my thought when that happened was, okay, what took so long, you know? Because if I say, okay, I'm flying out of State College, I don't think I ever said I'm flying out of University Park Airport. So was that the reason for the name change? Why the change? Was it just because, well, everybody knows where State College is? Is that the reason for the name change, or were there some other reasons?
Actually, I was pushing for the name change 2 years prior to it happening. It took a year to have Penn State warm up to a name change. And exactly what you said, we would receive phone calls here and, you know, I answer the phone, the Center County Airport Authority, and they ask, is this the State College Airport? And then 5% of the time they will say, is this the University Park Airport? So the public, in essence, over time, provided the, they rebranded us as the State College, airport. So it was a natural move to eliminate, confusion. To give you one example, we got an email from an Iranian student that was coming to Penn State as a doctorate candidate. And he was asking which airport is closer, University Park or State College. Yeah, so there's the confusion reached worldwide. And as you say, when you're in Philly coming back home or in Chicago connecting back to this airport, they say now boarding for State College. They never say University Park Airport.
Yeah, that's right. When I've done some business traveling, I'm like, yeah, that's it. So University Park Airport, folks, is now Park Avenue. All right? Ooh, no, don't do that. Okay, don't land on Park Avenue. That would be bad. I mean, right now, Mr. Meyer, what's the overall health of the airport? I mean, I was going to ask a pandemic question. We're about 4 years after the start of that now. Did the pandemic, I don't know, mess things up for you folks? Did it cause severe distress? Have you folks been able to rebound from that crazy situation from all those years? What's the basic overall health of the airport right now?
The health is good. We are profitable. We're able to maintain the facility and grow. What COVID did was stopped the growth in passengers and service to a dead stop. And then it was a building process from there. For instance, in 2019, just prior to the pandemic, we had our record employment year of 193,000, where just 2 years prior, we were 143,000 employments. That's people leaving the airport. then in 20, January and February, we had record months. So we were projecting to have in claimant number of around 215,000. So that stopped where in the month of April we had 500. So it was a slow build back process, and really the airlines need to still build their crew fleet to enable more flights out of their regional airports. So right now we're this week we have 7 flights a day, and we were doing 15-16 flights a day pre-pandemic. So we have a ways to go. We'll get there. We're doing well despite the being shorted some of our service.
I think most people obviously are interested in thinking of the commercial flights and the airlines that have service there and have flights in and out of State College. But how much of the business that occurs there is actually with the private aircraft and the smaller planes, because it feels like we see a lot of them up in the skies in this area. Is there like a percentage of the business that's private versus the airline business that obviously is, again, I think what most folks focus on?
Right. When they think of the State College Airport, most people utilize the airport as a passenger in a commercial aircraft versus the smaller piece of the population that is able to have their own aircraft and use this facility. The percent of the business, I really can't give you that number, but we have a robust business traveling private aircraft, mainly because of Penn State University. We have a lot of traffic coming in on a weekly basis, not only just football, but on a weekly basis that for Penn State.
Actually, that's a question, Mr. Meyer. On a football weekend, I mean, how many small planes come in? Is it a ton of small planes? Is it a few of small planes? I mean, where do they all park, I suppose? They all park outside? What happens on a football weekend?
The big games, the big name games, the biggest games, Alabama, Notre Dame in the past, Michigan, we max out our paved area, parking the planes, every square inch of pavement that we have, to the point where no one else, everybody else that's coming in, the pilot has to just drop off their passengers and head out of the airport, fly down to Harrisburg or someplace to wait to come back to pick them up. So it's a ton of aircraft on those big football weekends.
Now, I couldn't help but notice you didn't name any Big Ten teams. You said Alabama, Notre Dame, which...
Oh, Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. I did say Michigan.
Michigan?
Yeah.
But, I mean, all the other ones, I don't know, Purdue or Indiana or Northwestern. Am I guessing you folks don't get a lot of business during those particular weekends?
Well, we don't get the crushing business that we get with the Big Ten, the big games. So the business is still here. This business is robust, but we don't have to turn people away. Let's put it that way.
Now, again, we're going to become the Big 18 this fall, which would be Washington, Oregon, USC, UCLA. Can you even fly a small plane that far? I don't even know.
You can if you stop for gas a couple times.
Yeah, you're not doing that one straight.
I was going to say, unless it's Taylor Swift's small plane, she can go wherever she wants, I suppose. Anyway, all right, we're talking about local air service with James Meyer. We're going to take a break. We've got more questions to ask. Folks, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Don't you go anywhere. We'll come back with more of the program right after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead, exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox Ironhead.
The pre-seeds are out for the Big Ten Wrestling Championships. Penn State has 5-1 seeds in Bo Bartlett, Levi Haynes, Carter Storace, Aaron Brooks, and Greg Kirkley. Mitchell Messenbrink is second at 165, Bernie Truax third at 184, Tyler Kasach fourth at 149, Aaron Nagal fifth at 133, and Braden Davis sixth at 125. The seeds and brackets will be finalized Friday afternoon, with the tournament set to begin Saturday morning at Maryland. The Big Ten Men's Hockey Tournament begins this week. Penn State is the number 6 seed and will open up with a best-of-3 quarterfinal series versus third-seeded Minnesota. Top-seeded Michigan State has a bye into the semifinals. The other series this weekend will have 7th-seeded Ohio State at 2nd-seeded Wisconsin and 5th-seeded Notre Dame at 4th-seeded Michigan. And stay tuned here for live coverage of the PIAA State Wrestling Championships starting Thursday at 9 a.m.
Ironhead.
Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hey, have you checked out our website, 98.7thefox.com, our online home for everything The Fox? Click the stream link wherever you are. Information on Let's Talk with recordings from recent shows and interviews. Information on our afternoon regional sports programs and links to all of the great Fox sports shows heard the rest of the day. Check out our Let's Talk blog posts, local high school sports scores, and links to several area news outlets so you're always in the know. 98.7thefox.com.
Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Beer Belly's Beverage in downtown State College, located at 258 West Hamilton Avenue within the Hamilton Square Shopping Center. At Beer Belly's, they have over 500 beers, including domestics, imports, microbrews, seasonal selections, ciders, and more. Beer Belly's is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Check out our website at beerbellysbeverage.com. Beer Belly's Beverage, 258 West Hamilton Avenue in State College. Beer better, Beer Belly's.
Talk about great prices. Center Hall Farm Store has fantastic deals to help you save money all winter long on heating wood pellets.
Come here, Bear. Come on. Come on.
Oh, yeah. And for your ferocious little Pomapoo, shepherd, horses, and just about every other farm animal, even your birds. Center Hall Farm Store has created its own perfect, unique mixture of feed, along with commercial feed of your choice. Center Hall Farm Store, 110 West Allison Street. Center Hall. CenterHallFarmStore.com.
Hi, this is Corey Comfort from Joel Comfort Toyota in State College. Are you looking for a dealership to call home? Joel Comfort Toyota is a locally owned family business that has been serving the community for over 45 years. Come see us and let us help you with your next vehicle experience. We're located at 120 East Clinton Avenue in State College, just behind the Waffle Shop on North Athens Street. Or visit us 24/7 at joelcomfort.com. And remember, good things happen in your community when you buy local.
The title and tag service that is customer-friendly and locally owned is at Joel Confer Quality Pre-Owned in Pleasant Gap. And as part of the Joel Confer family of dealerships, Monica Prisk is experienced and has been serving customers for 13 years. Cameron Confer is on the title and tag team and is there to help you with all of your title and tag needs. Stop at Joel Confer Quality Pre-Owned at 475 East College Avenue in Pleasant Gap and have Monica or Cameron answer any of your title and tag questions. Remember, good things happen in your community when you buy local.
My Big Valley Weather.
Here's your K2 Roots Foxcast. Considerable cloudiness today. Rain comes into the area this afternoon and tonight. The high today, 55. And tonight's low temperature, around 45. For tomorrow, any dampness in the morning gives way to some intervals of sunshine for the afternoon. High temperature, around 60 degrees.
This is WeatherBell.com Chief Meteorologist Joe Bastardi.
Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday. Jeff and Scott with you. We will have some open phone time coming up in the final segment of this morning's program.
Then talking about State College Regional Airport with Executive Director James Meyer. Mr. Meyer, gosh, I've seen a number of stories recently about the pressures on smaller regional airports. And around here, obviously, there's you folks, there's Williamsport, there's Dubois, there's Altoona, or south of Altoona. What are the pressures on local regional airports? Like, is it all pandemic related? I mean, what's going on that a lot of, I'm trying to think, does Williamsport even run anymore? It seemed like the folks were pulling out of Williamsport and so on. What are the pressures that local smaller airports are dealing with these days?
So Williamsport only had American Airlines, and they worked it down to one flight, and then they pulled out of Williamsport shortly after them building their new terminal. They currently have on the books some essential air service that's going to fly out of there, and they will be flying to Dulles out of Williamsport. That starts, I think, in May or June. So the pressure is that the pilots, the crews, okay, the regional airlines feed the mainline planes. So when they have a shortage, those pilots move up the chain because that's what they're working towards, and that then creates the shortage. The crew shortage is really being felt by all the regional airports because we're the airlines, our regional airlines are the ones that are short the crews more than the mainline. So that's the pressure we're experiencing. That's a direct cause of the pandemic, with the airlines retiring too many crews during that time period.
All right. Now, there used to be four airlines: United, American, Delta, Allegiant. Right now, at least, it's just United, American. No Delta, no Allegiant. Is that the reason, sir, that there's no Delta, no Allegiant, is because of flight crews and what you were just describing?
Delta, yes. Delta said that to us directly. They didn't pull out. They've just temporarily ceased service. So they're planning to come back. They've given us no date. If they come back, at the very earliest, it would be the fall, but more likely it would be 2025. Because it takes a lot of time to build those crew numbers up. And when they do come back, Delta will be flying to Detroit. They also stated that to us.
Okay.
Then, let's see. Just to throw in, American, just yesterday, placed an aircraft order for 90 Embraer 175. This is an aircraft that United is using for us going to Chicago. It's a 76-seat aircraft with first-class service. So American announced that they plan on replacing all of their smaller jets, the CRJ-200s, which is 50 seats with no first-class seats, over the next 5 years with this order of 90 jets. So that's hot news right off the press here.
Now, I'm no expert here. When you folks picked up Allegiant, I was, I guess, surprised. I mean, Allegiant, again, smaller, at that time at least, smaller airline with like one or two flights, I guess, to Orlando or whatever it was. I mean, will there be no chance that Allegiant could ever come back, or is that a possibility?
Allegiant told us it would be at least 3 years before they'd consider coming back. I think they did a disservice to us. They started two cities, flights to Sanford, Orlando, and Clearwater, St. Pete Airport. And we just can't support four flights like that out of here a week. I think would have worked, and they could still be flying here if that was the case. We are reaching out to Frontier Airlines, who announced that they will be leaving Harrisburg. So they asked us to put together an incentive package. And so we're always looking and working towards more service, along with all the other airports. So we all compete against each other to acquire what limited service that's out there.
With the purchase of the new jets by American and bigger jets, are they looking at possibly expanding to any other destinations to or from State College, or they're just looking to provide better service to the current destinations?
Well, we're looking and been talking with American like four times last year about establishing service to Charlotte. That will happen. We let them know that there's about 77 or 78 airports that fly domestic, that fly into Philadelphia. And out of those 77, 76 of those airports also fly to Charlotte. We are the only airport among that group that does not also have Charlotte service. So they acknowledge that was a hole. So they just need to fill that yet.
That's kind of weird. All right.
Yes.
Now, let's see. United went to Dulles. Then they switched it to Newark. Am I correct? It's going back to Dulles now. Is that right?
Yes. They are starting June 27th. The reason they were going, they stopped Dulles and moved to Newark is because the airline was required, all the airlines were required to use the gates or lose them. Now, since that time, the FAA has lifted that requirement. So now they don't, if they don't have the service for that airport, they won't lose their gates. So now they're moving us, Philadelphia, it's Harrisburg, Philly, and us, and Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, are the four airports that are leaving Newark and now going to Dulles starting June 27th.
Sir, could there ever be air service again to Pittsburgh, or is that just never going to happen?
Well, I hate to say never, but it's real darn close to never.
But there was am I right? There was air service to Pittsburgh like 25 years ago.
It's been a while. Yeah.
I mean, there used to be, right? Okay.
It was US Air at the time who merged with American. So US Air was using Pittsburgh as their main, as their hub. And something happened. There was a falling out between the airline and Pittsburgh Airport, and they packed up and moved to Philly. And so that's their hub. And so without having another airline coming in to service that, we don't see it happening.
All right, now there's a question, and I think, I don't have this written down here, JetBlue wanted to merge with Spirit. I think it was those two. And the government's not a big fan of this, you know, consolidating down. From your perspective at a regional airport, if airlines would want to consolidate down somehow, is that a good thing or a bad thing, and why, from your particular perspective?
Well, we in the past 15 years, they've consolidated. They started with Delta and Northwest. Okay, we had Delta and Northwest at this airport 15 years ago, and then they merged, and we came out with just Delta going to Detroit. Prior to that, we had Delta going to Cincinnati and Atlanta, and we had Northwest flying to Detroit. So we lost two cities when that merger happened. Then the next merger was United and Continental, and United survived, and we did not have Continental here, so we didn't lose anything in that merger. And then the last merger that just happened is U.S. Airways and American. And right now, American is just not, you know, let's put it this way, we have three less airlines now that can come to service this airport because they merged from 6 to 3. And we did have, when Delta was here, and Delta will be back, when they come back, we'll have the three major airlines. And Southwest is the fourth largest, and that airline won't come here until they change their business model. They don't work out of regional airports at all. So we're doing fairly well considering what's out there, what we can use. We're hoping to pick up a low-cost carrier, you know, with Frontier leaving Harrisburg. We have a chance there. It's tough.
Is there, with the Frontier, is there a deadline there, either from your end or theirs? Like, is there a kind of a we will know by for sure date in terms of whether or not they may relocate at State College?
No, there is no deadline. We want to be in the mix of airports that they're considering where they're going to move the resources that they were using for Harrisburg to other airports. So, yeah.
Okay.
Is that something like you would anticipate that would be like within 6 months, or is this like a years-long process, or it varies greatly from negotiation to negotiation? Like, do you have any idea of what a time frame may be for them?
The time frame, they like to announce at least 3 months out, so you have time to start booking the flights that will be leaving. out of here. So the process, wow, there is no set timing. I would say this would be the fastest that this could happen would be 6 to 9 months. But that's, I still say it'd take a year.
Gotcha.
We only have about 30 seconds left, sir. When you folks expanded the parking lot, I almost cried. I was like, yes, because I would spend so much time trying to find a parking space. Now I don't have to do that. It's great. In about 30 seconds, any other future improvements coming to the airport anytime soon?
Okay. On the parking, we have the lowest parking in the state, $6 for the economy lot. Wow. And we also give everybody the first 2 hours free to park in either lot. So if you're dropping someone off, you don't have to worry about rushing back. But the big thing that's happening is we're in the process of jet bridges. We have two being designed here this year, and we anticipate construction in 2025.
All right, we've got to jump in because we're out of time. Mr. Meyer, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it very much.